Please.
Item number 2, from the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a license agreement with the City of Brookfield for operation and maintenance of a portion of the Oakleaf Trail along Underwood Creek.
Mr. Haley, welcome.
Good morning, Chairman Broderick, Supervisors. The issue in front of you is fairly straightforward, housekeeping, if you will. As you know, we operate a wonderful Oakleaf multi-use trail all around the county. And this is one of the segments that, uniquely enough, actually extends beyond the county. Because of its proximity to Underwood Creek Parkway, it sort of swings out of the county into Brookfield there. About 25, 30 years ago, when we were first constructing this segment of Oakleaf Trail, we approached the City of Brookfield. They gave us a license agreement, which, if you will, is a simplified lease to allow us to build and operate that trail on their property. It has since expired, and we are looking to renew that agreement with the City of Brookfield. Basically, they allow us to operate and maintain the system on their property. This agreement is very much to the same form as the original, and allows us to do what it is we do, and that's to operate a park system.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval.
We have a motion to approve. Further questions by committee members? It did occur to me that this is a intergovernmental idea of sorts, and given the new state law, I'm wondering, my recollection is there was a $300,000 ceiling or base that had to be exceeded in order for that to kick in. Did you examine this, Mr. Haley, in light of the new state law, and if so, what were your conclusions?
Well, we're waiting for a formal opinion from Corporation Counsel giving us advice on how to deal with these types of arrangements in the future. This one, however, is for no money. It's just an agreement between us and City of Brookfield to operate the trail, and actually they have a reciprocal thing where they've got some trail on our property. So no funds involved, and it was deemed that this does not apply.
And do you have a sense for when that legal opinion might come down to guide our legislative behavior?
I can't speak to that, but I hope soon, because we have other large issues pending.
Yeah, it does create something of a gray area. The motion before us is to approve. If there are no further questions, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Saskunin.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to approve is approved.
Thank you. Item number 3, please.